Well, it is Wednesday afternoon, and I want to thank you all so much for joining us. Mark Grundmeyer is joining us again. Hey, Mark, thanks for stopping by this week.
Good afternoon, Liz. You bet. No problem.
Let's get into our Ask the Agronomist. Well, with the spring weather, it's been kind of crazy. Two seasons basically in one. We've had some warmer temperatures, dry temperatures, and then Mother Nature decides to poo-poo on all of that, make it cold, make it wet, and here we are this week with our questions. So let's get into it. One of the questions that a listener sent in says, my corn was standing about 4 inches tall before we experienced the hard freeze over the weekend, and now many of those plants look black. I'm wondering, do I replant or not?
Yeah, that's a great question, Liz, and it is one of those things that happened over this past weekend. It really has to depend, you know, field by field, obviously, and in this particular case, given the size of that crop, unfortunately, it might not bounce back. It's right on that borderline, because normally we figure the growing point for corn is above ground, somewhere around that V6 to V7 stage, so that's about 6 to 8 inches. If this corn really was about 4 inches tall, it might be okay, but it's going to have to be watched really, really closely. You know, the best thing to do for any of the people out there that experience frost, regardless of the size of their crop, if it was damaged, wait 3, 4, maybe even 5 days after that frost event to take a look at the field, evaluate that damage, and if plants are going to stand back up, you might say, but after that time, we should start seeing it. If the corn is down, we're not seeing any regrowth, it's probably going to be necessary to go ahead and replant that.
Well, Mark, is there any other advice you have for our farmers as they go in and assess each crop and each field for damage?
Well, yeah, they can go in and maybe actually, you know, dig up individual plants here and there throughout the field, especially in the areas that are severely, you know, stunted or frosted. And they take that plant and they can split it vertically and look for some visual damage to the actual growing point. And even at a 4-inch, you know, corn size, you can see that growing point if you split it. Typically, seedlings with tissue damage that are within a half an inch or more, that growing point will likely not recover. Seedlings that have more than a half inch of healthy tissue above the growing point usually develop into plants with pretty high yield potential.
So how often are the farmers going to have to go in and reassess and keep an eye on these damaged fields then?
Obviously more than just once. So replants are probably going to need to be made on a field-by-field basis, you know, depending on soil type, the elevation of the field, whether it was in a low-lying area or up on a hill or whatever it might be. I'd reevaluate fields because weather conditions can also impact the regrowth. Obviously, dry and warm conditions during regrowth are much more favorable. Watch for that green tissue close to the soil surface, indicating that the seedlings are starting to recover. And, you know, while green plant regrowth is an important visual indicator, it's important to keep an eye on those fields and keep an eye on them for at least a couple of weeks. Watch for those leaves to develop and look for, you know, good nodal root growth.
How is it that our farmers should evaluate these corn stands to know what they're looking for?
When evaluating corn stands, you know, really we only want to count the plants that, you know, we really think have a good chance of survival. You know, observe the uniformity of that stand across the whole field. We need to determine whether the entire field maybe or just possibly portion of it must be, you know, replanted. Really, there's three important steps. Evaluate the existing stand for the population and the uniformity. We need to also compare the yield potential of the existing stand with what we might be replanting into that field. And then if the decision is made to replant, consider various other management practices to optimize yield by protecting your crop. And one of those would be, you know, historically, replant cornfields have a higher tendency to be under the gun, so to speak, from stress and drought stress. So you want to pick a hybrid potentially that has good tolerance to both those things.
Well, Mark, I'm sure it's not an easy decision for our farmers, but if they're considering whether or not to replant, do they consider replanting the entire field or just part?
Yeah, you know, based on my experience over the past 35 years, as well as research findings from many of the Midwest land-grant institutions, I can tell you with confidence that, you know, full-season hybrids and full-season varieties outperform those earlier ones almost each and every time. And I'm going to use northern Iowa and southern Minnesota as an example. If your maturity range is, say, in that 98 to 109-day maturity, that's a normal maturity of corn that you plant, then you should probably not deviate at least after the 20th, maybe even the 25th of May. For, For instance, if a guy's going to go out there now and replant a field of corn, I probably wouldn't push him towards that 109-day maturity by any means. We're probably going to want to shorten it up a little bit, but he certainly doesn't have to go to anything earlier than 98. We don't need to get crazy and go to like a 90 or a 95-day. You know, if your seed dealer has a good 99, 100, 101-day hybrid, that'll work just perfect for right now at least.
Well, Mark, before I let you go, anything else you want to add for our farmers this week?
Well, we want to make this weekly program to be as timely as possible. And if you have a question like this person had that sent it to us this past couple of days, you know, if you have a question about what you're seeing in the fields, please feel free to ask. You can send your questions via Twitter to @LathamSeed, send us a private message on Facebook. They can call at our 1-877-GO-LATHAM phone.
Make sure to check out thefieldposition.com for more information from Mark and a lot of the guys in the area as we check in each and every week for our Ask the Agronomist interview. Mark, thanks so much for joining us and to our listeners. Again, if you've got questions, get a hold of them. Call 1-877-GO-LATHAM. Thanks so much, Mark.
Hey, my pleasure, Liz. Thank you very much.